cigar, Mr. Brown.
I don't smoke. Hey, wait, let's have a look at that lighter.
Real gold.
I like things good.
How much does a room like this set you back?
I don't bother with such trifles.
Why are these chairs got crowns on them?
Napoleon III used to have this room, and Eugenie.
Who was she?
Oh, one of those foreign polonies. Have a drink?
I don't drink.
No. Who sent you?
You called for me, remember?
I mean, who's running your mob if Kite's dead?
I'm running it.
What happened to Kite?
You know that story. I'm not saying anything about Kite. He trespassed.
You mean you aren't interested, like Mr. Kite, in my automatic machine?
I mean that trespassing's not healthy. On anyone's turf. It'd be you who'd need protection.
I've got all the protection I need. You're wasting your time, my child.
I'll be seeing you on the course.
Oh, you'll hardly do that. I haven't been to a race course, let me say, oh, it must be 20 years. I'm just a businessman. You can't damage a business like mine.
I could damage you.
It wouldn't pay, child. It wouldn't pay.
I'll be on my way down.
You do understand me, don't you? Brewer's been complaining. You don't do that again. And Tate. You mustn't try tricks with Tate.
Oh, I understand all right. You think our mob's too small for you?
Please, understand. I own this world. You don't. You need to learn the difference between right and wrong.
Oh, that's valuable advice. I'll think it over.
Take it down.
Please understand, I own this world. You don't. You need to learn the difference. That's wrong.
Hello,
Pinky.
Did you get my message?
What? Take it down.
What message?
Come to Snow's. I'll tell you.
They won't serve me. I'm no class.
I phoned you at Frank's. There was a woman asking questions.
What questions?
About the man who left the ticket.
The man who left the tickets is dead, I told you.
I know. But when I phoned you, the man who answered, it sounded like him.
I'll meet you.
Where?
Well, up on a bus.
Where to?
I'll take you on the cliffs. That's where people go on a day like this.
Now, my sergeant tells me you've been bothering about some alleged suicide, Mrs.
Arnold, Inspector. Ida Arnold, this is Clarence.
How do you do?
And who is it you're concerned about, Mrs. Arnold?
Fred Hale, that's who. Better known to some as Collie Kipper.
Oh, come. We know all about Mr. Hale, Mrs. Arnold. He died quite naturally.
Oh, no, you don't know all. You don't know he was with me 2 hours before he was found.
Was he indeed? Fancy now.
Yes, and believe me, Inspector, he was scared about something. We were at the palace fair, but he didn't want me to leave him. He begged and pleaded that I had to call an agent.
Look, I haven't got all day.
You keep your nose out, Clarence. Well, I was only away 5 minutes, and when I come back, he was gone. You say he went and had lunch at Snow's, and then went on down the promenade to the sheltering oak where his body was found. But he never went to Snow's at all.
Ah, but he left his calling card there. It was found...
Will you listen to what I'm saying? It wasn't Fred who left that card. The girl in Snow's can prove it.
Your imagination's running away with you.
That's what I can...
Clarence, I shall warn you again.
There was a post-mortem. He had a bad heart. The medical name is coronary thrombosis.
Could I see the report?
See?
I was a friend of his, see? I'd like to be satisfied.
If it will make you go away, it's race week. I'm buried in crime.
Well,
if it isn't old Spicy.
Huh? Didn't recognise you for a second.
Oh, it's good to be back.
We ran you out once, Cram. I thought you'd stay down.
Why, Spicy, me afraid of your lot. You'll be saying sir to me one of these days. I've moved in at the Cosmopolitan. I'm Colleone's right-hand man.
What's the birdie, gents? Big smile, snap you together by the sea. And you all ticket for your photo.
Don't get off. I don't want your ticket.
Kick it up and
down. Just wait till Pinky knows you're back.
Hey, Plenty? Ain't you heard? Pinky's finished. I got a whisper it's only a matter of time before the bogies move in. That's if Collie only don't get in first.
Bogies? What are you on about?
Worse mercy, you're sweating.
Yes.
If I was Pinky, I'd be very worried about you. You've got the kind of face a narc might have. A man who grasses to the bogies.
Me grasp? I'd rather kill myself than squirrel.
Unless you had to. So long, Spicy. See you in the next
Oh, look at the kite flying, Pinky. I'd love to have a kite one day. And the sea, good heavens, I've never seen it from up here.
Never been on a cliff before? Will your mum and dad never bring you?
I never thought how beautiful.
Here, come on. Come and have a look close up.
No, Pinky.
Come on, girl, you're safe with Pinky. Now then, how about that?
It makes me feel giddy looking down. It makes me feel we'll fall.
Now tell me about this woman and her questions.
She was a big woman with a laugh. You should have heard her laugh. Just as if she never had a care. I didn't trust her.
What did she want?
She wanted to know everything. What he looked like and everything. The man who left the car.
What did you tell her?
I didn't tell her a thing, Pinky. I don't like that type of woman. She wasn't like us.
Come on.
You're a Roman too. You believe in things. Like hell. You can see she don't believe a thing. You can tell the world's all dandy with her.
Hell? It's just there. You don't need to think of it. Not before you die.
You might die sudden.
Well, you know what they say. Between the stirrup and the ground, he...
Mercy sought and mercy found.
Mercy.
It would be awful, though, if they didn't give you time. That's what I always pray. That I won't die sudden. What do you pray?
I don't.
Are you angry about something?
Look, a man wants to be quiet sometimes. Talk, can't you? Say something.
You wanted to be quiet. If I don't suit you, you can leave me alone. I didn't ask to come out. If I'm not grand enough...
Oh,
I'm not that dumb. I've seen you looking at me. My hat. What's wrong with my hat?
No. Look, you took me up wrong. You're a sweet girl. I've been worried, that's all. Business worries. You and me, we suit each other down to the ground.
Pinky, I'm sorry. You're sweet to me. Come on, let's sit down for a while.
You could do anything up here and nobody would know.
Many people do, I suppose.
Do what?
Make love, I suppose.
What do you know about making love?
Nothing much, Pinky.
Well, God, pull your skirt down. I can see all you've got.
I'm sorry, it's this wind. I can't help it.
Christ! Saturday.
What, Pinky?
Today, Saturday.
Pinky, you all right?
We better be going.
Pinky, just come. Let's stay a bit. Pinky, I like the country.
You've had a look. You can't do anything with a country.
You could just sit. We've got to wait for the bus anyway. You're funny. You aren't scared of anything, are you?
No, you're scared. That's funny.
Poor Fred. Wind and ingrowing toenails. Don't seem right to know that somehow.
That doctor certainly knew his stuff.
But what about that bruising superficial, eh? Explain that.
Like the inspector said, bank holiday crowds.
Oh, come off it, Clarence. Brian's not a tube lift. I was there, remember? They wouldn't even question that girl in snows.
Look, Ida, even if it was suicide, why open old wounds?
If it was suicide, then someone drove into it. And if it wasn't, It was murder. Oh,
the case is closed.
No, it ain't. See over there? That's where I left Fred standing. He was on this very spot.
And then he did a bunk.
Fred did no bunk. Somebody bunked him. This is where he waited for me, and this is where we start from. Come on.
Where are they now, Pinky?
I'm taking you back to the cab.
Oh, you're so spoiled, Pinky.
Well, I ain't got the old day on.
Why? What have you got to do?
There's always worries.
That'll help, Pinky. You're so young, Pinky, to get worried. For both young, Pinky.
Hold it there.
Yeah, what do you...
What's the birdie? Big smile. Snap you together by the sea.
Smile, Pinky, for the camera.
I don't want no bleeding picture. Come on.
Pinky? You might have had half a picture stuck up on the pier like that. Look.
Come on, let's get going.
Wait. Look there. That's him.
Oh.
That picture. It's the man who left the card. The one you said was dead. The one who answered the phone at your place. He ain't dead at all, Pinky. Look.
I was just having a dose.
And a right dozing bastard you are, Spicer.
What's wrong?
You are. You drink too much. You stink. You're always on the bog.
Well, it's me bells, Pinky.
Oh, right.
Why are you getting that?
I've been out with my girl, Spicer. You know what I mean? You had a message for me, Spicer. Why didn't you bring it?
Well, I couldn't find you. No, I came looking for you and I bumped into Crab. He's working for Collioli. Did you know that?
You're too old for this life.
This life?
You get nervous, then you get rash. First there was that card in Snow's, then you answered a phone to my girl, and now you let your picture be stuck up on the pier for anyone to see, for Rose to see.
The girl's safe, she's stuck on you, Pinky.
It don't seem safe to me that you and Rose are in the same town, apart from this other viewer asking questions.
You'll have to disappear, Spicer.
Well, what do you mean disappear? You wouldn't do anything.
Why, what do you think I mean? I mean, take holiday. Go away somewhere.
You can trust me, Pinky. Look there. What the boys gave
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I've seen it before.
Silver. Read the inscription, Pinky. 10 years a bell from the boys at the stadium. You know, I don't let people down. That was 15 years ago. 25 years on the tracks. You weren't born when I started.
You need a holiday. That's all I said.
No, I'll go at once. I'll pack a bag and clear out tonight. A pal of mine keeps a pub in Nottingham. Well, I'd be glad to be gone.
No. No, there's no hurry. I'll need you at the races first. A pal I can trust. Hello? Mr. Collioli? This is Mr. P. Brown. That's right. I've been thinking things over. Now I'm all for peace. That's right. There's just one fly in the ointment. It's this fella named Spicer. Now he's all for war. Well, bleed it.
Day at the races, Pinky. I'm gonna miss it.
We're gonna miss you, Spicer. What time's your train?
I'm catching the 8:10. Oh, you ought to see the pub.
Don't drink all the profits.
Nottingham's a good town. It'll be good to rest up there a while. Where's Dallow and Cubitt?
Now, we've got something to do today to mob a better off out of. I don't mind telling you, I'm gonna make it up with Collioli. I wouldn't trust them. They're too violent. Now, you and I will handle it properly.
All right, I'm all for peace. I always have been.
That's what I'm going to arrange.
A peace that lasts.
No one's going to break this peace.
bloody lunatic! You still think you'd have tied the knot?
Me and Rose. Well, if I do, it won't be for long. I need to close her mouth and give me time. Typical marriage. It's bloody shit, you know.
You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure you'll do. So until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you.
I'm looking for an angel to tell my troubles to. Actually, Clarence, in the old days, you can make black boys in the 2:30. That'll do to be going on with.
I'm looking for a bookie and one that's honest.
The second coming.
Here it is then, Clarence. £10. Now put it on Black Boy's nose and say a little prayer.
Where did you get £10?
At a bone shop. Look, no engagement ring. Oh, I'm sure Tom would approve. He always likes a flutter.
You're safe with the hands of Bert Barker. Place your money over here with Bert Barker.
You've got to take a plunge, Pinky.
You know I've done better.
Hey, what are you offering on my man of Mulberry?
5-1 to you, old man.
Oh, well, it's 2 quid. Five to one a place, Pinky, my man of Mulberry.
Funny name to give an auction. Blackboard's children.
Oh, well, maybe I should have covered myself.
Don't stand a chance. Used to be Fred's favourite. Said he'd be a Derby winner yet.
I wouldn't call that a lucky old saint.
But I don't like rotten rock.
Sucking sweet.
I'll always be George Burger and I don't care who knows.
Hello, Mr. Colleone. It's this fellow named Spicer. He's all for war. Fingering for you. With pleasure. I'll wish him good luck and pat him on the back. By the beer tent. A piece of glass.
Well, who won that one? I couldn't see a thing, frankly.
You rejoice on a glass of beer, Spicer.
Burgle, Black Boy.
Yeah.
Second, Memento Mori.
No! My God, I won!
Memento Mori! He's done it, Clarence! Black Boy by it!
Come on, champagne!
Oh, what else? No. Not champagne. I want to keep it clear, Ed. We've got enough cash now to stay in Brighton and find out who killed Fred. Black Boy wants Fred's kit. We owe it to him.
Don't you ever give up. What else can you do?
The little waitress that snows.
She didn't seem very keen to see me this morning.
I'm going to work on her every hour of the day till I get what I want.
Your lucky day, Spicer. Come on. You better collect. And you have a good time with that tenner, you hear?
Oh, yeah, I'm saving it up for Nottingham, you know. New life, new attitude.
I've got to be moving.
I thought Colleone...
I'm not waiting for the next race. I've got a few things to do.
Oh.
I won't be seeing you again, Spicer.
You remember the address? Blue Anchor, Union Street, Nottingham. Send me any news.
You've been a good mate.
Well, so long, Pinky.
Yeah, for old time's sake.
Yeah. Well, so long, Pinky. Take care.
So long, Spicer. Sleep well. Sleep well.
No.
Sleep well.
No. Sleep, Pinky.
No. 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 No.
So long. Hey. Hey, no, not me, boys. No, just him. Oh, no, sorry.
Gravy all over.
Good heavens, look. Through the window. There's blood all over his face.
I don't think I want to eat here.
Pinky, what have you done? What have they done to your face?
I've got a ride. Take me somewhere safe!
There's a sign around the back. Come on. Your dear face. Who's done it? If I could get at them.
Never mind, you can leave them to me.
Your dear face. Sit down. I'll get some water. That is my hanky. That's all I've got. Hold still.
Ah! Careful, you bitch!
Oi! If I could get at them.
Don't talk so much.
Give me your hand.
Ah!
Oi, Pinky, it's got to be done. There. Pinky, they've been round again asking for me.
Who?
That man the woman was with the other day. This morning.
A bogey?
I don't think so. They said his name was Clarence.
I don't understand it. I mean, what do they want if they aren't bogeys? You didn't tell them anything, did you?
Were you afraid?
They can't put anything on me.
I mean, when they did this.
Afraid? Well, of course I weren't afraid.
Why did they do it?
Brush my coat. I can't go out like this. I've got to be respectable.
They aren't waiting for you out there, are they?
They aren't waiting for me anywhere. They got more than they gave. They didn't reckon on me. Only on poor Spicer.
Poor Spicer?
Poor Spicer's dead.
Listen, it's her. She's back. She scares me.
Come here. Listen, Rose, you wouldn't give me away to her, would you?
No. I love you, Pinky.
Christ.
Rose, you've got a visitor.
It's her. I'm sure it's her. Right and wrong. That's what she talks about. I've heard her at the table, right and wrong, as if she knew. Oh, she won't burn. She couldn't burn if she tried. Molly Carthy burned. She was lovely. She killed herself. Despair. That's an awful sin. It's unforgivable, unless... Between the stirrup and the ground.
Be mercy sought and mercy found. It doesn't work.
I don't care. I'd rather burn with you than be like her. She's ignorant.
Rose! What are you doing here? And who's the boy? You can't have followers here.
Don't leave me with that woman, Pinky. She scares me.
I'm going.
Oh, good heavens, your face. Let me pass. If you weren't so young, I'd call the police.
I'd have an alibi.
And as for you, Rose, we'll talk about you later. You're both too young for this sort of thing.
Razor blade. Two ladies. Razor blades. Everyone a bargain. Get your razor blades.
It's a man in a
that's a sin. No!
I love you, Pinky.
No, Mum. Stop it, Mum.
Your face! Who done that?
Colleone. They were waiting for us at the races. My mock bag, keep it.
Terrible. I'll get some sticking plaster. Where's Spicer?
He's dead.
No.
Colleone's men.
Oh, Spicer! God, I said we ought to lay off, Brewer! By rights, you want some iodine on it?
Just stick it on.
Hold still, then.
Yeah, they tried to finish me off, too. I gave them a slip.
Oi, careful, that's my face!
Sorry, Pinky.
Anyway, no need to get worked up about Spicer.
Eh?
He was milky. And some people might say it's a good thing he's dead. That girl at Snow saw him leave the ticket.
Mike, couldn't have worked out better if you'd arranged it yourself.
Come off it, we ain't sunk that low.
No, sorry, Pinky, I see what you mean.
Yeah, I should think so too. Still, when he's buried, no one's going to identify him. Are they? We might even have him cremated.
Poor old Spicy.
Burn the evidence.
Then if we can only keep that girl quiet, we're right in the clear.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Call Pruitt.
What do you mean?
I want Pruitt fixed. I want him right now. I want him to fix me something. He's the only lawyer around here we can trust. If we can trust
him. Well, what's the trouble, Pinky? Anything serious?
Yeah, serious enough. Maybe I'll have to marry that girl after all.
The trouble is, Pinky, that you're underage.
That's why I called you.
Oh, to be underage once more. No, blessed state.
What's you on about?
Bliss water to be alive in that fair dawn. You know your words, Worth?
Not intimately.
Thou child of joy, shout round me. Let me hear thy shout, thou happy shepherd boy. Heaven lies around us in our infancy.
Listen, I'm underage. How do I get spliced?
There are cases of people who give their ages wrong. I'm not condoning it, you understand? What age is the girl?
16.
Quite succulent. Have you tasted the favours? Yeah, but of course you have.
Keep your filthy mind on the job.
Don't get agitated. Surely a man of advanced years can have his little fantasies. It's only when he does something about them, when he traps such a maiden in his chambers, shall we say, late at night. Sure she's 16. Because if she was under 16, you could be married in Canterbury Cathedral by the Archbishop himself, and it still wouldn't be legal.
Well, she is 16. But if we give our ages wrong, are we married all right? Legally?
Hard and fast.
So the police won't be able to call the girl in?
In evidence against you. Huh? And not without her consent. You leave this to me. I'll fix it up. That is for the...
I pay.
How much?
$10.
$10? For such sweet new flesh.
$15.
Pink and powdered from the bath. Her hair still damp.
All right. A knicker and that's your lot.
Done.
Right.
I wish I could taste such delight so cheaply. Oh, payment in advance, if you don't mind.
It's in the soap dish.
I beg your pardon?
The money's in the soap dish, through there in the bathroom.
Oh, sorry, Pinky. Didn't know you had company. Evening, Mr. Pruitt.
Evening, Mr. Dello. Just off to the bathroom.
Very nice.
What do you want?
I was just wondering about Spicer.
It was Colleone. They got him on the course.
You what?
They killed him, yeah. They nearly got me, too.
Hey, no, Spicer's in his room.
What?
He's in his room, I heard him.
You're imagining things. Spicer's dead.
You go and see.
You did say in the soap.
Well, did you actually see him or just hear him?
See him? No, I just... God, I heard him. Cough. Pink, you ain't thinking.
You better go and have a look.
What, an dead? No, leave it, Pinky. Christ, what's that?
Pinky, not a soap dish to be found. Hello, Pinky.
Spicer.
No, that's okay. I've got my case back. Don't you worry, I'm off to lodging them.
Come on, 10 shillings, 11, 12.
What are you up to?
Collecting my fee.
No, I swear to God.
What in God's name?
Pinky, what the hell?
It's Spicer. He's had an accident.
What's going on here?
Christ, look down here. He's gone overboard.
But what's happened?
He fell down a stairwell. See his rotten banisters. He'll run down and see if he's dead.
I can see he's dead. Oh, his head's all twisted.
We'll run down and make sure.
There's something here I fail to understand.
It was that railing. You can see how rotten it is.
Rotten?
But it isn't broken.
It is now.
Oh, yeah, look out, Dad. Our railing coming down.
Yeah, these stairs have needed mending in a long time. I've told Frank about it, but you can't make him spend
money. But that happened after he fell.
Right, you've got it wrong. You were here in a passage and you saw him lean his suitcase against the rail.
Well,
he shouldn't have done that. The case was too heavy.
Oh, my God.
Is that all right?
My God, you can't mix me up in this. I saw nothing. I was looking in the soup dish. I was with Dello.
We both saw it.
It's a good thing we have a respectable lawyer like you on the spot. Yeah, your word will do the trick.
I'll deny it. I'll get it out of here. I'll swear I was never in the house.
You stay where you are.
You can keep me here, but you can't make me
say... I only want you to say what you want to say. But it wouldn't look good, would it? I mean, if I was taken up for killing Spicer and you were here, looking in the soap dish... Well, that'd be enough to ruin some lawyers.
You'd better lift that body and put the wood under it. The police would have a lot to ask if they found it that way.
Lift him up, Dallo.
Right.
Be careful about fingerprints.
That's better.
Who's thinking, Mr. Pruitt? Looks quite calm, really. For a call?
I've got a headache. I ought to be at home.
And his case packed and everything. Where was he going?
The Blue Anchor, Union Street, Nottingham. We'd better wire him. They might want to send flowers. Okay, I'll be off now.
Well, where are you going?
Out.
You can't go now.
I wasn't here. It was just you and Dallo. You were waiting for me to come in.
You'll be seen.
Well, that's your risk. I've got things to do.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to fix that marriage. And it'll better be soon.
Let me hear thy shouts, happy shepherd boy. Hell lay about him in his infancy.
Hello, Rose.
Go away.
And to think the manager told me you was out.
Why can't you leave me alone?
Don't be silly now. I'm your friend. I only want to save you from that boy.
You don't know a thing.
I've got my evidence.
I don't mean that.
He doesn't care for you. You can take my word. I've loved a boy or two in my time. Well, it's natural. Like breathing. But he's wicked, darling.
Don't you darling me.
You're young. You'll have plenty of boys before you're finished. You've just got to act sensible. He don't love you.
I don't care.
What do you mean you don't care?
I love him.
Oh, you're acting morbid. And how do you think it will all end?
I don't know. I don't know. Pinky.
So this is Pinky, is it?
What's going on here?
Pinky.
Who the hell are you?
Name's Ida Arnold.
What the hell are you doing worrying my girl?
You let her alone. I know all about you.
You let us be.
You're a good girl, Rose. You don't want anything to do with him.
Now,
look at you with your cut-up face.
Shut up! You don't know a thing.
Get out of here. Go on. Can't you see when you're not wanted?
I haven't finished with you yet. I'm warning you.
Warning? Me?
Yes. Leave this girl be. Now let me past. Good night, Rose.
What the hell does she want?
I don't know.
You're a good girl, Rose.
No, I'm bad. I want to be bad if she's good.
No, and you'll never be anything but good. You're good and I'm damned. We were made for each other. Perhaps when they christened me, the holy water didn't take, eh? I never had the devil out.
Is she good?
Her? She's nothing. Rose, how would you like to leave this place?
Oh, no. It's a good place. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else than Snow's.
I mean, marry me.
Marry you? We aren't old enough.
No, it could be managed. I mean, there are ways. If you wanted.
Oh, I want it. Only...
Only what?
It's not where I always thought it would be.
Where what would be?
Someone asking me to marry him, I thought maybe in the pictures or maybe at night on the front. But this is best. Kiss me.
What?
Kiss me. You You know what that means, Pinky?
A kiss.
It means I'll never let you down. Never, 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 never.
Get your
chin
watch.
Only a
bob.
Hello.
Is it
all over?
It's all over, Pinky. Accidental death.
Spicer.
Accidental. The coroner even sympathised with me in my grief.
That's great.
You're a blooming wonder, Pinky. All right, here comes the blind man's band. Poor souls, I got one eye between the six of them.
How did Pruitt behave?
Yeah, what an actor. He should be at the old Vic.
What if Cubitt finds out?
Cubitt's got no idea. Pruitt's scared to say a thing. And you know I don't talk, Pinky.
Only Cubitt had a soft spot for old Spicer. I wouldn't trust him if he knew. All this trouble over ale.
He deserved what he got.
Well, if I'd have known what it'd all lead to, maybe I'd have let him live. Maybe he weren't worth killing. Dirty little journalist who played him with Corleone and got Kite killed. Why should anyone bother with him?
You owed it to Kite, Pinky. We all did.
He found me just round here. About 2 halfpennies to rattle. Starving. He taught me everything.
What a day, wouldn't it? It's finished, Pinky. Everything's going fine.
There was only 2 people who could hang us. Spicer and the girl. I've killed Spicer. And I'm marrying the girl.
What?
I'm marrying the girl.
No. Listen, do that. We'll be safe.
Oh, yeah, you'll be safe. Oh, it's me who runs all the risks. Gets my hands in all the filth. You know I killed Spicer. Pruitt knows. Well, it only wants Cubitt to know, and I'll need a massacre to put me right.
Yeah. What? Wait a minute. It's only getting your leg over the crumpet. That's no big deal. Give her one for me.
I've made my last sacrifice for you lot. Well, I wouldn't marry her if the Pope presided. Bloody well marry you yourself if you're so fond of it.
Christ, watch out.
Pinky! Stop the
bang!
You
can
try, bastard! Out of the way! Out of the way!
You getting the message off, Pinky?
Shut your foul mouth.
Don't get your leg over. No big deal. Give her one for me.
That's what people do, I suppose.
Do what?
Make love, I suppose. Stop it. Please.
Have I got ever massacred?
Rose.
I have to see you.
Yeah, well, it ain't a palace, but it's home. I want to talk to you about this wedding. Look.
You've seen this in the paper. Look, it's his picture. The man who left the card. Dead. It says he broke his neck. It says it happened here. In this house, Pinky.
Yeah, on the landing. I was always telling Frank to mend those banisters.
I didn't sleep last night. Such terrible nightmares. Pinky, I've got to go to the police.
What are you dreaming of? Listen, Rose, you don't need to think about these things. Police stories in the paper, people asking questions.
But Pinky!
Look, you've got no cause to worry. We're getting married. And only marriage will do for me. We've got to get married properly.
But we won't be, whatever we do. The father up at St. John's, he says, if you're underage...
You don't want to listen too much to priests. They don't know the world like I do. Ideas change, the world moves on.
Well, if you think...
Well, there are ways of doing it legal. If your father wrote a letter...
He can't write...
Well, he could make his mark, couldn't he? If I got a letter... I don't know how it works. So maybe he could come to the magistrates. Pruitt could see to that.
Mr. Pruitt? Wasn't he the one... The one at the inquest... Who is here?
What of it?
Nothing. I just thought...
Look, tomorrow we'll see about things. We'll see your father. Only takes a couple of days to get married, eh?
Pinky, you don't know my parents.
Well, what's wrong with them?
They get moods. They don't speak for days and days if you rub them up wrong.
Don't worry, I'll settle your parents. Moods, eh? Well, I'll sort them out. Just you wait and see. Thank you.
bloody wireless.
I love you, Pinky. I love you forever.
I do.
Roger! Turn the bloody thing down!
I'm guilty. Guilty